Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mayor Chris Scanlon is on the WBEN live line joining us this morning. A judge ruling in your favor, Mayor, yesterday in the bond battle with the city comptroller over the bonding of capital projects worth $110 million. Barbara Miller Williams was cited for abandonment of her duties and interference. How much has this fight cost the city?
Well, good morning, Brian. Good morning, Susan. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, you know, it's very unfortunate that we had to go this route of a legal battle. I think I was very clear from the beginning that the City of Buffalo Charter is pretty clear when it comes to this situation. The comptroller obviously felt otherwise. Unfortunately, had to go this route, and we've certainly incurred some costs when it comes to outside counsel. But the larger cost that we're incurring is the increase that these the increase in the costs associated with these projects now because of delays. I think everyone knows the cost of doing business is increasing rapidly every day due to inflation and other factors. And now you've lost an entire construction season, and now projects that we haven't been able to lock in contracts with and prices with, they're gonna increase significantly and quite frankly cost the taxpayers millions of dollars.
Now, this seems like it's not quite over yet because the attorney from the comptroller told us that an appeal is likely. How do you expect this to move forward as she's under a judge's order to move forward with the bonding but still wants to appeal that? I mean, do you trust that the comptroller actually will move forward quickly with the bonding of these projects?
Well, I think moving forward with some sort of appeal is extremely irresponsible. Again, I think it's very clear what the charter says. And the comptroller, for some reason, does not feel that. We've now gone to a court, and a state Supreme Court justice has reiterated the fact that the charter says what it says. And I think it'd be extremely irresponsible. The comptroller keeps talking about being the steward of the city finances, but the comptroller is the one who is adding a burden to the taxpayer, to the delays in these projects, and if she should appeal, additional costs and outside counsel. And, you know, one thing that's being lost in all of this is, and the comptroller is out yesterday on social media talking about how this is going to cost the taxpayers all this much, there's so much more money. It's complete misinformation that's being put out there. The comptroller wanted to borrow $28 million as her cap, an arbitrary number, but that was what she wanted to do. We passed an historic $110 million capital budget. The difference is $82 million. Out of that $82 million, 55 of it is for the Buffalo Public Schools, which will be reimbursed by New York State up to 97%. The difference would be covered by the Buffalo Public Schools. And the difference between that and the 82, the 27 million, is all covered through reimbursement through federal money for infrastructure projects. So long term, we are not borrowing anything more than the $28 million the comptroller wanted to borrow. So it's really, when you think about it, it shouldn't, this argument that we're borrowing more money or causing a problem shouldn't have gotten off the ground. But that's not what the lawsuit is about. The lawsuit is about the comptroller overstepping her authority, not how much we think we should borrow. That's a conversation between the mayor and the Buffalo Common Council, who authorizes the spending.
Mayor, we're glad you could join us. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Mayor Chris Scanlon with us on WBEN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.